Today's daf in Masechet Gittin, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Chof Dalet, and we are holding at the Halak Mishnah on daf Chof Gimel Amud Bet. Now, you will recall that we had this tremendous sugya in Yevamot about what the din is if a woman comes along and she says that her husband died overseas, or somebody comes and says it's an Eid Echad, your husband died overseas. And we have a special takana in that case, which is called Bitoch Chumra Shechmarta Aleha Besofa Ata Mekel Aleha Betchilata, which allow the Rabbanon to make a takana to be mekabel the edut of the nedechad, and even of the woman herself, in order to avoid, since these rabbis are so heartless to women, in order to avoid problems of igun. We could have saved their butt by not having them, you know, be allowed to marry, and they would have had a happy life, but instead we made it possible for them to marry. Clearly, it's this old paternalistic hatred of women, you know. So we made it possible for them to marry with even an Eid Echad. But there are five women that, even though any other woman would be believed to be a witness that her husband died, five women are not believed. And those are women that are known to generally have all types to harbor perhaps hatred or at least resentment, like a stepdaughter or a mother-in-law or whatever, as we'll see. Those women are not believed. However, when it comes to deliver a get, even those five women who are not believed to come and to testify that her husband died because we are afraid that their only purpose is to mess up her life so that then when her husband shows up and says, the reports of my demise are greatly exaggerated, she ends up without a ketuvah and without, oh, it's a disaster. She's asura to both of her husbands. Because of that, we're worried that they're going to mess her up. But we are not worried about a get. And she is allowed, any of those five women are allowed to bring her get. And those five women are Chamuta, her mother-in-law or her sister-in-law, Bat Chamuta, Tsarata, another woman married to the same man, or Yivimta, that is to say a woman that may end up being her co-wife in the event that her husband dies and is now, she's going to fall to Yibam to her husband too. She doesn't want that, so she'll lie to say, here's a get, you're not married. Or Bad Baalah, her husband's got a daughter, it's her stepdaughter. So these are believed here. Why is that? Ma ben get lemita. Why are they believed to bring a get and not believed to be me'idot that the husband died? Shaktav mochiach. Look, it's not as if, you know, they're just talking. They've got a contract. I mean, how'd they get hold of a get? But we certainly don't think that they would go and forge the entire document. I mean, that would be really risking your whole future. So that they're not going to, they could claim that they made an honest mistake and they thought that they saw the husband drown, but it was someone who looked like him. But how are they going to have a get? So since they have a kosher get from the husband, I mean, what's the difference who she is? You like her, you don't like her, it's irrelevant. You're delivering a get. And therefore, we don't have a chashash. As a matter of fact, just like a woman can write her own get and give it to the husband to give to her, she also can bring her get as a shliach, which, of course, is weird. If she's bringing her get, she already got the get, which the Gemara is going to discuss, of course. She can bring her get as a shliach for herself, but, of course, she would have to say, b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. Okay. Let us first examine the opening case. A braita says exactly the opposite. A braita says it exactly the same way that these five women are not ne'emanot lomar meit ba'ala. We would not believe them to say her husband died. They are also not ne'emanot to bring the get. So understand, we have a braita that says the exact opposite of Mishnah. Clearly we're missing something. Rav Yossi, well, what's the problem? We know that we have two completely different sets of requirement for shlichut, depending on whether the shlichut is from Eretz Yisrael or the shlichut is from Chutz La'aretz. If the shlichut is from Chutz La'aretz, the document doesn't stand on its own. The document requires b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam. So because of that, it's going to require us to believe what she is saying. Well, that's a different issue entirely, says Reb Yosef. So if you're talking about Ba'aretz, Okay, so it happens to be that she's the FedEx lady. No, so because the FedEx lady is her mother-in-law, so therefore she can't deliver the get. So there she believed, because lava dibura didaka sabkina, we don't care what she has to say about the matter. All she is doing is presenting a document from her FedEx truck. But b'chutzlar, that doesn't help to deliver the document. She's also going to have to say v'dainetam v'dainetam. And if she does that, it means that we're going to rely on her to be motzi, this woman that she hates, and is hoping that this woman goes marry somebody else, and her husband shows up and says, what? I never gave her a get, and so on and so forth, so that we can't trust her. Amalei Abaye, my God, if anything, I would have said exactly the opposite. I would have said, Adarabba, Ibkam Istarabba, in Eretz Yisrael, where you don't have to say v'nai nechta, v'nai nechta, but because of that fact, if the Baal comes along and he's ma'ar'er, and he says, where did you get this get from? Then indeed we'd have to go out and we have to mekayim the get and so on, and he could cause tremendous problems. So there, mashkichinan bay. So there's a purpose to mess up this woman's life. So her mother-in-law would in fact deliver a get. We don't ask any questions, and therefore the get is not mekuyam, because you can't say the get. And then if the Baal does show up, as she's hoping, the Baal will say, what? This is a forgery, or whatever he'll say. So she's hoping that will happen, because she wants to be mekalkel. There she's not believed. But in chutz, from chutz laretz, where she would deliver the get, and she would have to say, v'nai nechta, v'nai nechta, and when she says that, the get is now mekuyam. In which case, if the Baal comes and claims anything at all, we'll laugh him out of court, and therefore lo mashkechinam be. So what would she have achieved? Absolutely nothing. So why would we be cautious that she made up the whole thing when she can't really mess up the woman's life anyway? Because over there, b'chutzlar tziyati Baal ma'ar er, lo mashkechinam be, we pay no attention. So maybe over there, mehemna. Maybe, good Lord. And in fact, Tanya Kavote de Abaye, we do indeed have a braita that says what Abaye says, namely that where she does say b'fanai nechtam, and only in that case, that means that the get is coming from chutz laretz, only in that case do we believe, which is what Abaye says. Where do we see that? Because this Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Amar Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Isha ne'emenet la'vi gita mikal v'chomer. So what is that? If the nashim shamru chachamin ne'emot lomar made ba'ala ne'emanot la'vi gita. So if she is ne'emenet more than her mother-in-law is ne'emenet, right? She is ne'emenet lomar made ba'ala. So obviously she is ne'emenet la'vi gita. Because, gosh, the standards over here even allow for the five women that hate her to bring a get. She can bring her own get. However, that shows you, mimokom shabata, it's dafka, the same din. In other words, you're saying that it's a kavachomer? Okay, fine. So apply these standards of the kavachomer across the board. If those women have to say b'faneinu nechtam, b'faneinu nechtam, so even though it may sound silly, but she too has to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, right? Okay, where do you have to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam? Only if you bring it from chutz laretz. So that if you bring it from chutz laretz, the very fact that you have to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam is the reason that we believe you, says Abaye. Why? Because what point would there be in messing her up? You're not messing her up. Because you were mekayim the get at the moment that you gave it to her. You would only want to mess her up if you're bringing a get that is then open to attack. You know that the husband never gave her the get, and so you give her the get without any further proof, and now the husband is going to come to court and say, I never gave that get. Over there, indeed, we would not believe you. So you see that the only time that we say that we believe these women is where they say, b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. That's exactly what I said, said Abaye. Amar Ravashi, look, we don't need the Braita. We can read the Mishnah. And the Mishnah makes the same point. Because Matniti Namadeka, what does it say in the Mishnah? Aisha Atzma, maybe Agita, go ahead. Read the next word. Ubavach Tetzuchalom Harbafanayachtavafanayachtam, right? Okay, so where is the Mishnah talking about? Is the Mishnah discussing a get coming from Eretz Yisrael? Or is the Mishnah discussing a get coming from Chutz Laretz? Well, I never heard of anybody bringing a get from Eretz Yisrael, need to say Fanayachtavafanayachtam. So then it's a given that the case in the Mishnah is a case where the get is coming from Chutz Laretz. So I don't know what Rabbi Yosef is talking about. How could Rabbi Yosef say that we would only believe the Chamesh Nashim if they're bringing the get in Eretz Yisrael? Unless, of course, he wants to say, well, the Mishnah changed its mind about the cases, you see. And then it's true that that last case was talking about Fanayachtavafanayachtam. That wasn't a reference to the same case as the opening of this last piece of Mishnah. This case is talking about bringing from Chutz Laretz, but the Chamesh Nashim Dere Le'emanot, that's talking about only if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, because we wouldn't believe them, says Rabbi Yosef, to say V'nai Nechtam, because we don't trust them, you know. And therefore, it turns out that what we're talking about is the first case. Remember, our Mishnah doesn't begin right here. This is a continuation of Mishnah we had before. We're talking about who is believed to bring a get. Fine. So we talked about the people that are not believed to bring a get. That included the Cheir Shot, the Katan Akum, and the blind men. Now, Rabbi Yosef himself said, it was Rabbi Yosef yesterday, that the reason that we can't say that we could bring it with a Soma, we said, what in the world can he say about the Summa? The Summa is perfectly good dot. So he explained the only way to understand the Mishnah yesterday, which is the first part of our Mishnah, is that it's talking about somebody bringing a get from Chutz Laretz. And since the Summa cannot possibly say the words b'fanai nechtam, he came to Yishliyah. Okay, so now we have a crazy situation. We have the first line of the Mishnah is clearly talking about, according to Rav Yosef himself, Chutz Laretz. The last line of the Mishnah that says the woman herself has Sefer Nainechtav is clearly talking about, inarguably, bringing get from Chutz Laretz. And the same Rabbi Yosef could turn around, yes, but the middle case, that was only talking about where the five women are believed. That's only if they bring it from Eretz Yisrael. That is crazy. How could he read a Mishnah like that? You're trying to tell me, Rabbi Yosef, that the Reisha of the Mishnah, the very first case about the Soma, the Seifa, which talked about the woman herself, those are only talking about Chutz Laretz. And that's why it talks about the Fanai Nechtav. But the middle case of the Chamesh Nashim, that's only talking about Eretz Yisrael. Does it make sense to you?
Is it possible to maybe say that the last case of the Mishnah is talking about even in Eretz Yisrael because of the Chumrah?
No, b'fanai nechtam is one takana. Yeah, and that's nothing to be, you don't make new b'fanai nechtam for no reason. So, does this make sense? And Mitziatas Bar, and says Rav Yosef, yes, that's exactly the case. Now, I know you think I'm crazy, but I'm going to prove it to you. Look, the Reish of a Seifa, as we've shown, the Seifa is inarguably B'chutz Laretz, but it says so openly. The Reish, I believe, is B'chutz Laretz, because otherwise, why wouldn't we believe this Soma? Okay, but the middle has got to be talking about Eretz Yisrael, and the Mishnah identifies it as Eretz Yisrael. You know why? Because the Mishnah says, Ma ben get lemita, shaktav mochiach. Now, I mean, it isn't really true that it's the ktav alone that's mochiach. If you're bringing a get from Chutz Laretz, you would have to say the ktav and the additional fact that she says, v'lein ktav v'lein ktav, that's what's mochiach, right? But it doesn't say that. It doesn't say aktav apeh mochiach. So it's good for telling you, look, we're talking about a case where the ktav alone is mochiach. Now, you understand that is a very weak, I mean, Abaya is very unimpressed. I mean, Ravashi is very unimpressed with that, because the point that is making the difference, I mean, in all cases it was the point that's making the difference between the case of your husband died and the case of this being a get is the fact that here we have a contract and there we don't have a contract. Why do we need to talk about the pet? You know, so it's very, very loose. Okay, fine. But in any event, it gives Rabbi Yosef enough of a backbone to be able to get away with what he's saying. That as long as we don't have to rely on what she says, and she's only a FedEx lady, then that is perfectly okay. The moment we need to listen to what she has to say about the matter, and she has to say, v'nai nechtam, then it's not okay. So we have two very opposing approaches. However, in the Braita, we have a clear-cut indication that where she does say, v'nai nechtam, that's where she's believed, and that indeed can only be true the way Abaya explained it. She has nothing to gain. She's not going to screw up her life of this girl that she hates by saying this, because she was Mekayim the Get. Now, obviously, the reason Rabbi Yosef doesn't want to say that is because the ear-or of the Baal is not believed. Yes, that's where he's saying, I never gave that get. But what if he has witnesses? What if he proves in court that that was not his get? What if he proves in court that everything that they said, v'nai nechtam, never happened? So then, of course, she will have succeeded in messing up this woman's life, right? So you can't say, well, she went ahead and was kind of the get, and therefore there's no opening for Yerur. Of course there's opening for Yerur. There's just no opening for unsupported Yerur. So, I mean, you can't say that therefore we should believe her. That's what a Rabbi Yosef would say. Okay, furthermore, says the Mishnah, a woman can bring her own get, but if she does, she has to say v'nai nechtam. Now that sounds on the surface mad. If she brings her own get, then she's divorced. Whoever heard of a divorcee needing to say v'nai nechtam? I mean, she's got the get. I don't know, whatever, however she got the get from whatever Besdin gave it to her, they took care of it. It's not her responsibility to say anything, right? So what? Ask the Gemara, Isha. I understand. So she's a divorcee. So now she's coming with her get. For what purpose? To deliver the get? She's coming as proof. She happens to have the get on her. And if she would have ripped up the get in the court, they would have written her a letter and say, listen, we delivered a get to her. She's supposed to say, v'nai nechtam. It's absurd. What is the Mishnah talking about? Look. The Mishnah's got to obviously be talking about a strange case where she got the get in her hands, but not for purposes of gerushin. That's got to be the case. So therefore, what it would mean is the husband gives her the get, and he says, but this get is not going to work for you until you arrive in such and such a Beit Din back in your city. So whatever, it takes you 3 months to get there, go into the Beit Din, and then the get will work. So Lord Garshiba will say Beit Din Ploni. Fine, So what? So what did you gain? So you put it off by 3 months. But the moment that she walks into that Beit Din, this get is a good get. She's not delivering a get. She's presenting a get as a raya. Then why does she have to say v'nai nechtam? She's not a shliach. This is a t'nai. If he would have said, the get will only work when you walk into Gap in such and such shopping center. So she has to say v'nai nechtam to the woman behind the counter. The get, this is a get at that moment. No, she happened to say he could have been to Besdin. You know? Ela, Amar, Ravuna, Bar Manoch, Bishbeda Rav, the Ravacha, Bereda Ravika. It must mean that he told her, look, when you arrive in that Beit Din, okay, put it down on the ground and then pick it up. And then, in other words, what you did when you set it down was you then were a shliach only to bring the get. Okay, so you walked into the Beis Din, you put it down. At that moment, you have to say the v'nai nechtam, v'nai nechtam, and then you can pick it up, and then it will be kosher. No, it will not be kosher. Because if you do that, then there was no netinah. Where's the netinah of the get? You see, at least the first shot, even though it didn't help us very much, but at least it avoided the problem of v'natanla. If you say to a woman, t'ligi take me agave karka, no, that's not called a netina. Here, I put your get down, go pick it up. I mean, go pick it up. You didn't give it to me. That's not called netina to get. That would be what you're saying. Iyaki havilek t'ligi take me agave karka. And as Rava explained, a case where you tell a woman to pick up your get from the ground, lo amaklum, t'ligi debi lo amaklum. So that doesn't work. Okay. All right, let's try something else. If he tells her, you be a shliach Loholacha. Classic. Deliver the get until you get to that Beit Din. Okay? When you get there, now you should become a Shliach LeKabbalah, which is just a cute way of saying you then accept the get from yourself. So if you're a Shliach LeHolacha, so then first you'll have to tell the Beis Din Mefanai Nechta, Mefanai Nechta. Then the get is a real get. Then keep liat kiter. You become, so to speak, now you put on a new hat.
When he handed her the get, that was not the Natina. The Natina is while it's in her own hands in that transformation of position.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Right. But it's at least it's a Natina now. Because you are the Shliach to give the Natina to yourself. Give the get to yourself. So now, my making you a Shliach means Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoto. So you act on my behalf to give yourself the get. Says the Gemara, no, that doesn't work. Because of a very important technicality in understanding the nature of agency, you cannot change your hat as part of a shlichut. Why is that? Because a shlichut needs to be able to be defined by the beginning and end of a process. If the process is bring this gate and hand it to Beit Din, that's a perfectly good process. Why? Because you can then go back and tell the person who you sent it to, okay, we have completed that transaction. And that's called Chozrim HaDavar Etzal Mishalaya. Every shlichut needs to be able to be terminated at a particular point in which that process was completed. Here, there's no way to terminate the shlichut. Because since part of the shlichut is that you have to then go and be makabel the get from yourself, she cannot report back on that piece as if it's a shlichut, because then she is the one who is the actual involved party. She's not the shliach. At the end of the process, she's somebody else than she was at the beginning of the process. And since part of the shlichut was, and then you go accept the get from yourself,
v'halo chazra shlichut etzal habaal. That's really why Malach can only do one thing.
Why what?
That's really the explanation of why Malach can only do one thing.
Yeah, maybe, perhaps. It's brilliant. A malach is a shliach.
They can't change that.
That's right. Beautiful. Okay, all right, fine. You're right. All right, let's make it a little bit more technical so that it works, okay? You obviously have to close one process before anything else happens. That's our problem. All right. So you tell her, all right, you know what? You be a shliach loholacha, right? When you get there, adamati tata, and now finish that process. Say b'fanai nechta v'fanai nechtam, then become a shliach l'kabbalah. Well, there's one problem, though. And that problem is, can a woman send someone to be makabel the get, right? He's telling you, you make someone else the shliach l'kabbalah, not be yourself the shliach, right? Shavi shliach l'kabbalah. Now, this is exactly like the classical case where the professor comes in, has something else to do, and puts down a tape recorder with his voice. Right? Now, we tried this once, and the response was all of the students in the room set down a tape recorder to listen to that voice. So, yes, so if you don't bother coming, we don't bother coming, right? Now, that is obviously a slap in the face. Therefore, we make a takana that if a husband delivers a get through a shliach, the woman cannot say, well, if I'm not important enough for you to give me the get, you're not important enough for me to personally get the get, I'll send somebody to pick up the get, hand it to my cleaning lady. Doesn't work. Why? Because since it's a slap across the face of the Baal, then we cannot assume that he was willing to send the get under those circumstances. In exactly the same way that the professor would not have set down his tape recorder if he knew that the response would have been to set out all your own tape recorders and made a fool of himself. Right? So therefore, hey, Nikolaman the Armor, it's all very nice if you hold that a woman is allowed to make a shliach kabbalah of her get to accept it from the shliach holacha of the Baal. Okay, that's what he's telling her to do. But according to the Ma'adi Omer, Eina Isha Osah Shliach Mekabel Gita Miyad Shliach Ba'ala, what are you going to say? Well, because what's the reason behind that? Why can a woman not make a Shliach to be Mekabel? Because of the Bizoyan of the Baal, right? So the only reason is, time of my, Mishabdika Bizoyan the Baal, but over here, the Baal is the one who told her to do that in order to make the whole thing, to effectuate the whole process. And therefore, the Baal is not makbid. So there's no problem. True, there's no problem, but only if you hold that indeed the problem was the Baal's hakpada. However, there is a completely different explanation, according to another Mandi Omar, of why a woman cannot make a shliach to be makabel to get from a shliach of the Baal. And a shliach lekabalah cannot accept a get from a shliach leholacha. And what is that other reason? So hani chalamadi omer mishum bizoyon the Baal. If indeed the point is the slap across the face, then you're right. Over here the Baal said, that's what I want you to do. Then of course there's no issue. But what about, according to the Mandi Omer, that the problem of a shliach kabbalah being mekabel from a shliach holacha is mishum chatzera haba'ala achar mikan? Suppose a guy puts a get into someone else's chatzer to be, so to speak, the shliach to bring the get to the woman, because he knows that that woman will be buying that chatzer later this afternoon, right? So we had this case before. So she's going into the title company to finish to transfer the property of the next door chotzer, Richie. And he therefore says, okay, I have a great idea. I will put the get in that chotzer, essentially as a shliach, that it should be available to her. And when she buys it, then she is creating a shlichut of the kabbalah, because now the chotzer becomes her agency. And therefore, my lawyer will deliver the get to your lawyer, so to speak. And let the attorneys speak to each other. Okay. Problem is, of course, that won't work. And the reason it won't work is because a chatzer does not work through shlichut. A chatzer works through yad. And which would mean that I never gave her a get anywhere. When I put it into that chatzer, it wasn't hers. And when she took it, it would be like taking it off of the ground. There's nothing to do with my handing it to her. And therefore, since people could easily, thinking, I am so brilliant, I saw a woman shliach be mekabel from a Baal shliach, and since I'm such a bentera, that I figured out that in abstract, that's the equivalent of a chotzer now becoming the shliach for kabbalah to the isha, and that's a kosher get. Now, to avoid that type of absurd logic, which is based on a fallacy that a way that the chatzer works is by being a shliach to be a mekabel, we had to be gozer that you cannot have a shliach for kabbalah excepting from a shliach lo'olacha. Now then, it has nothing to do with whether the Baal desires it to be so or doesn't, because in that case, if the only way that we worked it out is, okay, don't change your hat. Part of the shlichut is to deliver the get to someone that you make a shliach to. So you make a shliach for kabbalah. Then let that shliach for kabbalah go ahead and take the get. And then there's two separate roles. Yeah, but that doesn't work. Oh, yeah. All right, so how do we get around this problem? Aha. Okay, so what we could do was, we could say, the omalav is shliach lo'olacha. Here's what I say. You be a shliach lo'olacha until you get to the bezdin, okay? When you get to the bezdin, transfer your shlichut of holacha, and that's the din. A shliach can make another shliach to complete the shlichut, okay? So what I'm telling you is, you as a shliach holacha, transfer your shlichut to another agent, right? So you're giving it over to another FedEx driver. Now, of course, at the moment that you transfer it, what happens to Bavadai Nechtav and Nechtav? What happens is that the transfer can only be done in front of a bezdin, where the first shliach lo'olacha says b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam, and I've been told to pass this on to another FedEx driver. So then the bezdin is ma'asher, that passes it on to the next FedEx driver. Okay. Now, the next FedEx driver is going to be a shliach lo'olacha to you. Turn around now and take your get if you want. I mean, that's not part of my shlichut to you. So you take it from the new shliach. That's all. Then it's just telling us, in doing so, you would still have to say v'nai nechtam, the moment that your shlichut lo'olacha is over. That's all. There's nothing absurd about that. Or we could say, you know what? You be a shliach lo'olacha if you think that's a little too complicated. You be a shliach lo'olacha until you get into Beit Din. Okay? You walk into the Beit Din, you hand them a get, and you say, b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam, to deliver to you, gentlemen, as the Beit Din that can deliver my get. And therefore, you're supposed to now be the shliach to continue bringing the get to me. Thank you. You hand it to me. Very good. You did your job properly, gentlemen. And there too, she would have to say, v'nai nechtam. I don't care whether she transfers with another FedEx driver or she makes the court essentially the FedEx driver, but the idea is that at whatever point she's delivering the get and her initial shlichut is completed, that's when she has to say, v'nai nechtam, at whatever point that is. I don't care how far away it is from the actual point of final delivery.
That one has to be basic, not another shlichut.
Well, it has to be, if you hold that this whole din is b'fanai nechtam in front of Bez, right? That was a machlokas, whether it would be good enough to have in front of eight, and we're assuming that you need to do it in front of three. Hadron alach, please, Mr. President, be ready. Hadron alach, how may we get? Aha, wonderful. Phew, we were saved by the nick of time from the Volga boatman. Let me tell you. You know, I wouldn't want to be in Hanoi while North Korea is blowing up H-bombs, but okay. You know.
So, North Korea.
Well, you know, it's a little close when it comes to H-bomb terms. So, Colgate. Now, this lotion of Colgate, it sounds terribly much like a toothpaste. And because of that, and it's also very now our president only came in, but you'd think that that was your sole purpose today. Just one announcement. Even Benson's not running yet. Not yet. So the problem is that Colgate sounds like any get, including a get mamon, and that's certainly not true. And because of that, some people just take out that word, get. And there are some that others say Colgate simply means it's a sense of, I don't give a hang what, but any get ishav, even it means. Because of that, they put in the word hey. Kol haget, which some have that girsa. So kol tekalakitosis, kol haget, Rash, kol haget, right? Why haget? The well-known before some gate that we always call a get as opposed to meaning the get nashim. And that way it's clear what we're talking about. But in any event, any one of those things, you know, that was niktav shalod lishum isha pasul. It had to be written for this specific case of divorce. Now, I am going to show you in four separate steps, from easiest to most difficult, that is to say, bigger chiddush coming, why it is Lashum Isha in any possible sense. And then we will interrelate the cases as given in the Mishnah to the Diyukim in the Posik to understand which aspect of the Mishnah comes from which aspect of the Posik. So, level number one is, and I'm telling you now the meaning that the Gemara ends up ascribing to it, because otherwise it'll just be a little confusing to us. Guy's walking down the street in front of the Berlitz School of Get Writers, okay? He hears through the window, okay, boys, now let's try this one. And the man is saying to the students to write a get that just happens to have his name and his wife's name. If ever there was a sign, this is it. Lightning strikes him. He just lights up, runs into the Berlitz School of Getz Writing, and exactly. And he says, listen, I'm happy to pay you guys for that get. Now, they laugh him out of the school because they say, this is not a get, this is practice. So there was no lishma even for gerushin. Nobody was thinking of gerushin. They're talking about how to write. Okay. So in that case, shama kol sofrin makrin. Ish ploni megaresh ploni et mimokom ploni. And he says, oh my God, zeshemishti. It don't work. It's possible garesh bo. Now, not only that case, where it wasn't even written for purposes of gerushin at all, it's possible. Yetermikan, the next case is, a guy writes a get with full intention of using it, and then changes his mind. Vinimlach. He says, what the heck am I going to do with this get? Oh, gosh, cost me $500 just to get to the... I have a fantastic idea. I know my good old... I look up in the phone book, of course, and I do an internet search. I find another guy with my name who's got a wife by the same name. So I give him a call and I say, look, I got a deal you can't refuse. A $500 get is yours for the low price of $150. And he says to him, Shmiki Shimcha, Shemishtika Shemishtacha, I'll buy it. Nope. Possible. He can't use it like Lagareshbo. Okay, it wasn't written for this couple. Now, there's an even bigger Kiddush. If a guy had two wives, but of course they both have the same name, right? So he calls Little Janie and Big Janie. But of course, in the get, it doesn't say anything about Little Janie or Big Janie. So he decides he wants to get rid of Big Janie because he's in the mood for something younger and he can't afford to. So he decides he's getting rid of Big Janie, right? Now, all of a sudden, Little Janie acts up. What a chutzpanyak. You know what? At least you could trust Big Janie. He decides he's going to use it for Little. What's the difference? It's the same name, and it was written for him, so it was done with Shema, and for his... Nope. Even that's no good. And now I'll give you even a bigger Kiddush. Yetermiken, level number 4. He's got two wives, but he hasn't made up his mind which one he's going to divorce, and they both have the same name. So he says to the sofer, listen, keep it open. In other words, have in mind, it's me, and I'll decide which one of the Janies is going to go, okay? And at that point, it'll be Brera, so then we'll say that this Janie was the one that was, and everything will be great. Even that's no good. So if he says to the Lavlak, Tov la'ezer sheretze agaresh, he still can't use it to be Megaresh. So we've got 4 different levels that are involved in the Lishma. So now, we'll get to it. So now let's go through the cases. First, that first case wasn't clear what it meant. We peeked ahead, and we understand it meant the Berlitz school of get writing. But, I mean, it didn't sound like that right off the bat. When it says, and you're telling me that's a bigger case, case number 2 is a bigger case, understand why it's a bigger case. It's the same case. I mean, what's the difference if you heard about it when the sofer was writing it, or you heard about it from the husband who found your name in the internet and gave you a telephone call? It's the same case. El Reisha Bamai. Amar Fup, you don't understand. The Reisha is talking about practice getting, not real getting. The second case was talking about a real get for a person of a similar name. So the first case was talking about Sofrima Asuyim Yitla Medaskinan. Amar of Ashim, obviously. I mean, you can read that in the Mishnah. It says, Shamako Sofrim Makrin. Now, what does Makrin mean? They're calling out to the classroom. I mean, if it's talking about a sofer who's talking to himself and saying, okay, let's see here, Ani Shimon Ben Levi, that's not what it says. It says that they were calling it out. So obviously, they must be calling it out to a classroom of learners. It doesn't say Sofrim Korim Shmamina. Okay. What is the meaning of Yeter Mikan? The meaning of Yeter Mikan is this. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Look, the first case was not even written Legerishin, okay? So not only Lozen, this first case, Shenichtav Shalolashum Gerishin at all, but only in terms of practice, but even the second case, which was written specifically for the purpose of Gerishin, only it was for a different husband and a different wife. So even this case that was Nichtav Lashum Gerishin is possible. And not only the second case, which was not written for a Gerishin of my wife, but of someone else's wife. But in the third case, it was written for the Gerishin of my wife, except the wrong Janie. So obsession, ichdav l'shum gerushin, the day is possible. And not only that case, where it wasn't nichdav l'shum gerushin of this particular Janie, but even in a case where it was open to saying it was this particular Janie, I just decided later, so that you would say does satisfy the requirements of Lishma, so it's nichdav l'shem gerushin ha, is also possible. Now, where do we get all this from? From the pasuk. And how is that pasuk? Each diak in our Mishnah finds its place in the pasuk. Where do we see it in the pasuk? My time, I'll tell you, very simple. Let's take the pasuk. It starts off with the word v'katav la sefer kritut v'datan biyata. Now let's say we would have left out that entire idea of v'katav la. And it just would have said, v'natan sefer kritut biyata, that's all. I'd still know that it needs to be a sefer kritut, right? And since the first case was not a sefer kritut, it was just a practice piece of paper, it cannot in any way satisfy the requirements of handing a book written for the purposes of kritut, that would have excluded case number one. So case number one is the first thing we throw out for the pasuk from the very word sefer kritut. Fine. Next, that's the law of the shum kritut. If that's all I would have said in the pasuk, I would have said, however, if somebody did write a sefer kritut for his own wife, changed his mind, v'nimla, that case was of adashen kritut. It's a perfectly good get kritut, just for the wrong people. That, of course, would still have been kosher if the only thing that the pasuk would have said is v'natan sefer kritut biyada. Therefore, the Torah adds, v'katav. Now, v'katav sefer kritut means that it is this husband who is the construct of the sefer kritut, right? Not some other husband. V'katav is him. Okay. Therefore, I cannot use a get written as a sefer kritut for another man. But suppose it was written for the right man, which is me. It just wasn't written for this particular wife. How about that? So, if the Torah had merely written v'katav sefer kritut without the word v'katav la sefer kritut, then I would have said, avamina, that that is coming specifically to be memayet only case two. L'mute hai, delo iu kakativ la, he didn't write the sefer kritut. But in a case where he has two wives, we're over there, he ordered the get. It was written as a sefer kritut for him. It's just he has two wives and he changed his mind about which one, but they both have the same name. So im yesh lo shtei nashim over there, he does satisfy the requirement of katav sefer kritut. That would be okay. Therefore comes along the Torah to tell us that third case is not okay because it actually says v'katav la sefer kritut and the ktav has to be for her. Now, the Seifa, what is the fourth case adding? The Seifa Lamali, the Seifa is teaching me that Ein Breira, you cannot retroactively decide who the law was of the Vekatav law just because they have the same name and you will make that determination later. If you hold Yesh Breira, then that would mean that we would say we now know that it was destiny that she was the one that was going to, because in the end, of course, she is the one that he chose to divorce. That must mean that she was the one that he would choose to divorce, and therefore, fine, we find out later. But the perfectly good lishma, kamash malan, we cannot rely on Breira to define a lishma, which we will go into in great length, because obviously it has to do with many very special halachas, including the tefillin on your head, where it turns out that there was a tremendous problem in the lishma of the Ritzuot, because the Ma'abde Orot were using Breira as a way of making the lishma so that they could sell the Ritzuot for other purposes if they didn't work out in the end, they didn't, weren't good Ritzuot. And that was a big disaster, right? Everybody, there was a period, if you recall, where everybody was replacing the Ritzuot. It was great business. That was because of that. There was a time when everybody was replacing the batim, because then they decided that the glue that they had used to fill the holes was no good. So there's always brand new things.
Plastic now.
What's that?
The last few months we're saying there's plastic in your sewer.
Oh, now there's plastic. That's amazing. Let's start over again. No, I didn't. I'm not in the open market, but we should have checked. And they are your loving chamota, bat chamota, tsarata, yevimta, ubat baala. Uma ben get lemita, shaktav bukhia. I shat ma me viat kita bavachi tsikhalamar bafanai nechtav, ubafanai nechtam. What? Vatani kishim she einem anot lomar beit bala, kach einem anot lavi gita. Now that's crazy. Omrav Yosef, this is not crazy at all. Kan baaretz, kan b'chutz laaretz. So be'aretz, lava dibur didaka samchina mehemna. B'chutz laaretz, where we need to be sebech adibur didaka samchina lo mehemna. Omalai Abai, if anything, it's the exact opposite. Adraba, yipchemistabra. Be'aretz, where she can really mess up this woman, because yati ba'al ma'ar mashkechina be'ed, yiklamem l'kekula kamechavna, you cannot trust her. So lo mehemna, but in chutz laaretz, where she has sefer nein drav v'nein nechtam, and if the baal subsequently yati baal ma'ar lo mashkechina bei, she has nothing to gain. So there she is mehemna. Tani kavata de Abaye, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Akiva, isha ne'emenet lavi gita mikav v'chomer, man ashim shamru chachamim, ein ne'emanot lomar meit baala, ne'emanot lavi gita, hi sh'emenet lomar meit baala, enot in sh'emenet lavi gita, but bimokom shabata. In the same way that those women tzrichot shiyam l'fanei nechtam v'nei nechtam, afi tzricha shetomar v'fanei nechtam v'nei nechtam. Om Rav Ashi, you don't need a brighter. Read the Mishnah. Matni tinami deka dektari ishatzma mivi agita u'bevat shetei tzricha l'mar v'fanei nechtam. So obviously it's talking about from Chutzlar. Shmamina. And how does Rabbi Yosef understand it? The reisha that was talking about the Suma, but, and it's because he can't say v'nei nechtam v'nei nechtam. The Sefer says Beferish, Tzrichah L'mar V'nei Nechtam V'nei Nechtam. So they're both talking about Chutz La'aretz. So the Mitziat of the Chamesh Nashim are Ba'aretz, it's crazy. Oh no, it's not. In Reish of a Sefer B'Chutz La'aretz. And indeed, Mitziat of Ba'aretz, Mimai. Mitiktani, Ma Ben Geit L'mita Shaktav Mochiach. Why does it say Shaktav Ape Mochiach? Ha-ha. Isha Atzma Mevi'at Gita. What does it mean, Mevi'at Gita? Isha Mechimati Gita L'yad is already Megureshet, no? Ravuna, well, he says there, Lotit Karshiba, El Bifnei Beit In Ploni. Fine, but the moment, Sof Sof Kimat Yahatam, it's already a get. El Ravuna Bamanach Bishmet Ravacha Bereda Ravika, the Amalak Kimatit Lahatam, At Nechea Ara, and then Chaklet. No, then there's no Netina. Yachi Avalai Tligi Tech Me Agabe Karka, the Amar Rav Tligi Tech Me Agabe Karka is ridiculous, and Lom Raklum. Elo the Amalah Vishliach Lo Lacha Adamatit Lahatam. And then kimatit latem, you become the shliach l'kabbalah, so to speak. That's kibliat kitech from yourself. But that's no good, because then the first shlichut didn't work, because lo chazar shlichut, it's a labal. Okay, fine. So da'amar lavi shliach lo lacha, adamatit latam, v'chimatit atam, shavi shliach l'kabbalah. Well, that's only if you hold that an isha can osar shliach l'kabbalah gita miyat shliach ba'ala. What about if you hold Eina Isha Otsar Shliach L'Kabel Gita B'yat Shliach Ba'ala? Michael Amema then? Well, time of my. Mishum Deika Bizayon the Baal. Me'achel Baal O'Kapit. Zanich Laman Yom Mishum Bizayon the Baal. Okay, but what about if the problem is Chatzera Ha'Baal Ha'Chmika? Michael Amema? All right. Yom Ravi Shliach L'Olacha Adamatitat. Chimati tata, make another shliach lolacha, and then we mekabel the get from the shliach lolacha that you had to say when you transferred it in front of Beit Din, or ibaitema. Forget about the shliach, make the best of the shliach lolacha. So have a shliach lolacha, the matitata. Chimati tata, say in front of Beit Din before making them the shliach to give you the get and then take the get from them. Maybe get. Nonetheless, possible garish bo. Yet or me can. Kataf garish the stove in Imlach. Matzao Benirova Marlo. Shmiki Shimcha, Shemishtiki Shemishtacha. Yala, let's make a deal. Possible garish. Yet or me can. And yet, Amar lelav lak tov leizi sherteh agaresh, with the same name, pasul agaresh bo. Katav lagaresh tishto v'nim lach. I understand that. Isn't that the same as the first case where they were writing it for another guy? El reisha b'may, amrav papa reisha. They weren't writing it for another guy. They were practicing. Sofrim ha'suyin litlamed haskinan. Amrav ashi daikanami diktani sofrim makrin. What's makrin? To a classroom. Look at that. He's sofrim korim. Shmamina. And what's the yet to me, Ken? Tana devei Rebbe Shmuelik. Let's go through it step by step. Not only case A, shenichtav shelo l'shem gerushin at all, but even case B, shenichtav l'shem gerushin of another guy is possible. And then, not only zeh shenichtav shelo l'shem gerushin d'day, but even case C, which was written for this perfectly kosher name of a real husband who does give the get. So it's nitzav l'shem gerushin d'day. It's also possible. And not only case C, shelo nitzav l'shem gerushin ha, but even case D, which was written on some level, if you'd all the Brera, L'shem Gerishin Ha, is also a puzzle. Now, how do we know all of this, my timer? E katav v'natan sefer kritut biyada. So I would say, okay, fine, it has to be sefer kritut. That cancels case A. But, I mean, if I was katav l'gareshi tishto with the same name, v'nimlach, we're over there, at least it's made l'shem kritut. It's kosher, so case B would be okay. Katav Rachmana v'katav sefer kritut. Okay, let's say it would only say v'katav. So I would say, hava mina l'mu'ute case B, because the lo iu kakativ la. But case C, where yesh lo shtei nashim, where it is he as the husband who is writing the get properly, and he's writing a sefer kritut, so what's wrong? Ima kasher. Therefore, the Torah adds the word v'katav la. There has to be l'shma. The Seifa Lamali, case D, Kamash Mantein Prayer.